Each of the Gospels presents the historical facts of Jesus' life and ministry in different ways. The Gospel of John is normally set apart as being the most distinct. The other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are referred to as synoptic, meaning that they look alike. But even the synoptic Gospels differ in a wide variety of ways. Scholars often refer to the fact that there are similarities and differences between the synoptics as the synoptic problem. And this terminology raises an obvious question. Why are the similarities and differences between the synoptic Gospels considered problematic?
The synoptic problem is language that we've developed as scholars to address the issue that actually goes way back into an earlier time of the church of recognizing that the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, both at the same time look very, very similar to each other, yet still have differences between them. The fourth Gospel, the Gospel of John, clearly has some differences of events that are told and even chronology of events, but it's especially the synoptic problem concerns the fact that there are both differences and similarities. And particularly, what that raises is the question, if one Gospel writer is using one of the other evangelists, which is completely fine, in fact, Luke even references in the beginning of his Gospel that he took account of other Gospels that have been written. If that's happening and they're using each other, why are there also differences? You see, the problem is not just that they are similar to each other. That would stand to reason based on whether the events are historical and even using each other. But why some similarities and why some differences? The answers within modern scholarship have been quite varied. Some people, in fact, the majority of people would probably say that Mark was the first Gospel and that the other evangelists, Matthew and Luke, used Mark and maybe some other source that they shared and then other unique sources that they had to their own. Those are the common kind of ways to explain the difference between the Gospels. But what's most interesting is that this issue of the synoptic problem is really not just a modern issue. At least back to the time of Augustine, St. Augustine, and Eusebius, both of them wrote whole books to explain why the Gospels were both similar to each other and different from each other, mostly in the context of defending them against attacks on Christianity in their own day. And this is indeed what we do as scholars today and lay people as well. We read the Gospels recognizing their similarities and differences, yet we still believe that God has inspired them and they've been inspired to write what is a true record, using other sources and also giving us their own theological interpretation of the events that occurred.